Think about the last time you said something you immediately regretted. Maybe it was snapping at a colleague, defending yourself when you should have listened, or sending that email you wished you could unsend. What if I told you that the difference between who you are at your worst and who you are at your best is just 4 seconds? That's the time it takes to draw a single breath. In those 4 seconds lies the power to completely transform your relationships, your work, and your life. This isn't about grand resolutions or massive overhauls. It's about the tiny pause that changes everything. Consider this. When you arrive late to dinner with your partner, your first instinct is to explain why. But that explanation, meant to make you feel better, often makes them feel worse, as if whatever delayed you mattered more than they do. 4 seconds would give you time to choose a different response. I'm sorry I'm late. You've been sitting here for 30 minutes, and that's frustrating. Same situation, completely different outcome. The pause creates space between what happens to you and how you respond. This principle emerges from a simple daily practice, 20 minutes of meditation each morning, sitting cross-legged, eyes closed, breathing. People say the hardest part is finding time to do nothing, but meditation actually makes you more productive by strengthening your ability to resist distracting urges. Here's the reality. Your mind empties completely for about 4 seconds. Then thoughts flood in, itches to scratch, ideas to capture, calls to make. The practice isn't achieving perfect stillness, it's noticing the urge and choosing not to act on it. Research confirms that resisting impulses improves relationships, increases dependability, and raises performance. 4 seconds is all it takes to interrupt a counterproductive reaction and make an intentional choice instead. Goals can backfire spectacularly. Harvard Business School documented how Sears auto repair staff overcharged customers to meet productivity targets, and how Ford's Pinto caused 53 deaths because workers skipped safety checks pursuing a under 2,000 pounds and under $2,000 goal. A Jets quarterback penalized for interceptions simply threw fewer passes, technically meeting his goal while hurting performance. The problem isn't ambition. It's that specific, measurable, time-bound goals drive such narrow focus, they lead to cheating or myopia. Instead, consider areas of focus. A goal defines an outcome. An area of focus establishes activities you want to spend time doing. This distinction taps into intrinsic motivation and encourages collaboration. This confusion appears in motivation versus follow-through. When someone struggles to work out regularly, they blame motivation. But if they cared enough to address it, motivation isn't the issue. Follow-through is. The mind sabotages with thoughts like, I'm tired, or maybe I'll skip today. The solution? Stop thinking. Make specific decisions. I will work out tomorrow at 6 a.m. Then ignore the sabotaging conversation. You're smarter than your mind. After a year battling elbow tendonitis with ibuprofen, cortisone, physical therapy, ultrasound, braces, exercises, ice, acupuncture, massage, and an experimental platelet-rich plasma injection that worsened things, a doctor brother offered surprising advice. Do nothing for 6 months. Complete pain relief followed within months. We attack problems aggressively, spending billions on remedies that don't work, like cold medicines that can't cure colds. As Chekhov wrote, when many cures are offered for a disease, it means the disease is not curable. When multiple solutions fail, doing nothing often works best. This applies to creative work too. Preparing for a first TEDx talk, the quest for perfection became paralyzing. Despite 25 versions, dissatisfaction persisted. 2 things helped: running out of time and lowering expectations. Want to get something done? Become busy. You'll have less time to overthink. Stop chasing perfection. Steady production of adequate moments beats one stellar moment every time. Most stress stems from the gap between what we expect and what actually happens. Comedian Louis C.K. captured this perfectly, observing someone getting angry when airplane Wi-Fi stopped working. How quickly the world owes him something he knew existed only 10 seconds ago. When expectations aren't met, you have two choices: change reality or change your expectations. Changing reality often creates more stress than it relieves. The better strategy is adjusting expectations, getting used to not always getting what you want. For perspective, most stressors fall in the 1 to 2 range on a scale where 10 represents living in a war zone. Rituals help manage expectations by cultivating patience and presence. A samurai drinking tea moved deliberately through each step, contemplating, pouring, sipping, tasting, swallowing. Ritual simply means paying attention, pausing to notice what you're doing. Starting meetings by acknowledging collaboration or pausing before work to honor what you're about to do brings more focus and respect to our work and relationships. During a 3-week kayak expedition in Alaska's Prince William Sound, where freezing waters meant only 4 to 5 minutes survival time, preparation was everything. Each morning required thinking through the plan, weather, gear, pull-out points, and potential challenges. The guiding question, if we died today, what mistake would Sea Kayaker magazine get us for? This same approach applies to each day. In our rush to accomplish more, we jump into conversations, meetings, or projects unprepared. Are you prepared for today? Have you anticipated risks? Is your plan bringing you closer to what you really want? When things go wrong, we need a reset strategy. When a wireless connection fails, we try everything, yelling at the router, rebooting, changing settings. But when you finally unplug everything and wait 1 minute, the frustration dissolves. This unplug and wait strategy works beyond technology. During a difficult phone conversation, if the call drops and you reconnect a minute later, the tone changes completely. Softer, more attentive, better listening. Unplugging restores us to our factory default settings: generous, open-hearted, creative, connected, and hopeful. A friend once shared wisdom before a wedding. Tomorrow, hundreds of people will be watching you on the most important day of your life. It's not a performance, it's an experience. This distinction matters because constant evaluation, grades, reviews, pay, makes life feel like one long audition. Treating life as a performance creates stress and paradoxically undermines results. The best performers are lifelong learners who experiment constantly, which means failing often. When you view life as a performance, failures become too painful to risk. When you see life as an experience, failures transform into valuable learning opportunities. One practice helps make this shift. Throughout your day, complete this sentence: this is what it feels like too. Whether experiencing praise, embarrassment, or appreciation, this simple exercise anchors you in the present moment and releases your fixation on outcomes. In a world selling productivity in pills and mindfulness in apps, we've forgotten the most accessible tool for transformation, the pause. Your effectiveness depends on the space you create between stimulus and response. 4 seconds, one breath. That's the difference between reacting and responding, between sabotaging yourself and moving forward. Solutions don't need to work forever. They just need to work for now. Whether you're late to dinner, overwhelmed at work, or stuck in an old pattern, 4 seconds gives you the power to choose differently. Start today. Sit with a straight back, set a timer for 5 minutes, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Powerful enough to replace a poor decision with a smarter one, simple enough to transform everything.